Welcome to Chapter 24. Bye-bye, Sun Oil.
Well, as you probably figured by now, after the stock explosion of Stansbury Mining, and I mentioned that I had many decisions to make personally because there were a lot of changes that had to be made, and obviously one of the more predictable changes was my days at Sun Oil had pretty much come to an end. A lot of my co-workers and even my boss took me up on my suggestion a few years back to buy $100 or $200. I don't know how much they bought, but I know a fair amount of them did take a shot. And so this is probably the most popular I've been in my life up till now. They were all happy, and they were not surprised when I gave my notice. They figured that it was only a matter of time. So as with many, certainly sales jobs, and mostly most jobs, there was an exit interview. That basically took place with my boss, his boss, and the person that was going to be taking over for me. And to it would be a smooth transition. So I remember that meeting vividly. We had gone over the largest customers I had. And of that group, the last one was the biggest, and that was DuPont. DuPont's corporate headquarters were in Wilmington, Delaware. And from day one, when I was brought on 14 years earlier, that was my account. And as I mentioned in previous episodes, I just made myself available to my customers, including DuPont, not as some kind of a petroleum expert, but that I would be there for them if they had any questions, issues, certainly the majority of which I would not be able to answer, but that I had access to people who certainly could. And that's pretty much how I operated during my entire time at Sun Oil. I got to know the people and used more of a personal relationship, because that's really the only thing I could bring to the table. And certainly with an organization like DuPont, the purchasing agent for the company, they knew, they forgot more in one day than I knew from the beginning about what their needs were and certainly what their petroleum needs were. So anyway, when it got down to, to this newly hired salesperson to take my place, and the question came up, this AI DuPont has been it's been not only the largest customer of Sun Oil, but also the business over the years has increased. So they were anxious to hear, what the strategy I used so that this new person could perhaps continue that particular approach, and not only continue, not hold the business, but to continue to grow it. So the question came down, all right, describe, how you handled this account, and specifically the corporate purchasing agent. And my answer, let's say they weren't prepared for. And they may, if they're still alive today, still be in shock. Well, I told him, I said, listen, as I got to know the purchasing agent at DuPont, we just chatted socially, and I found out that he was a big Clint Eastwood fan. So when the next Clint Eastwood movie came out, and that was the Dirty Harry series back then, we were out to lunch, and I just asked him off the cuff, would you like to go to the movies someday? I'll treat to the movies and the popcorn, and maybe get out of the office for 2 hours. Much to my amazement, he agreed. So over the next years, he and I went to 3 or 4 Clint Eastwood movies. one of the comments he made was that he knew when I was on his schedule to as an appointment, because he had to make appointments in advance, that A, we weren't going to talk about business, and B, if there was a new Clint Eastwood movie out, he'd have to plan for a couple hours out of the office. Well, anyway, at first there was total disbelief. But then, since I've already had like a somewhat of a track record of somewhat unconventional, out-of-the-box marketing approaches to different customers, it sank in. And they dismissed it, and I agreed that everybody is different, and they should adapt their their sales approach to their personality, intelligence level, whatever. And I wholeheartedly endorse that. So it was on that note that I left Sun Oil, and all I can say is it was an excellent 14 years I spent there. They were, with the exception of a blip, as I mentioned in the beginning, they were a very paternalistic company, had great benefits, cared about their employees. I have absolutely nothing but good to say about them. The fact that they put up with me for so long, thanks in the first half to Lou Nassif and to the second half of my career to Jack Carbon, my guardian angels, as I would call them. Anyway, that ends the Sun Oil era. Now we move on to bigger, better, more exciting things. Thank you.
Up next, a critique of my purchasing skills. Oh, boy.